Hallelujah. Can you shout a loud, loud, loud hallelujah? Is that the best you can do? I'm home. So shout a loud, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to shout one more time. We want the inhabitants in this land, alongside the principalities and powers, we want to announce to them that Jesus is Lord over this land. Are you ready for that shout? At the count of three, I'd like you to shout and rejoice and let Jesus know that there are people who love him here. One, two, three, shout. Hallelujah. Do you know Jesus? Some of you know church. Wonderful. Some of you know pastors and apostles and preachers. Wonderful. Some of you know church activities. Wonderful. Some of you know church songs. Wonderful. Some of you know Christian names. Wonderful. But that's not what I'm asking you tonight. Do you know Jesus? Have you met Jesus? Why do you need Jesus? I'll give you three reasons why everybody listening to me now, whether you're following online or you are here seated, why do I need Jesus in my life? Why is he necessary? Because you will hear people say, I do not care about Jesus and yet I am prosperous. I do not care about Jesus, yet my children are doing well. Some of them are abroad schooling. Some of them are excelling in life. I don't need Jesus. So let me answer that question tonight once and for all. Why do you need Jesus? Number one, the Bible declares that the only way to be a recipient of the life of God is to come through Jesus. It says, this is the testimony that God had given us eternal life, the life of God. He says that life is in his Son, and it is only he that had the Son. That is the only person who has life. Whoever has not encountered the Son of the living God, Jesus, cannot have the life of God. Why do I need Jesus? The Bible says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Every single one of us here, including the preacher speaking, the Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That means by the standard of our righteousness, by the rituals of men, none of us qualify to stand before the Father blameless. Jesus came as a substitutionary sacrifice. Literally, giving his life, his blood, for me and for you. What sacrifice? Seeing that I cannot save myself, seeing that I cannot help myself, he came and he said, listen, you will keep trying and trying forever, and you will not be able to help yourself. But I can step in. You stand back. Let me pay that price for your sin. Can you imagine that level of love? Think about it in a wicked world like ours today. How many people do you know can sacrifice for you? How many people do you know can sacrifice for your children? And yet there is one who came from heaven, stripped himself of his glory and power, all for you. When he hung upon that cross, it was not because he was weak. It was not the nails that held his hands. It was love that held his hands. When he hung upon that cross, he saw me, he saw you, he saw the beautiful Tarok race. And he said, no, if it is for these people, my death will be worth it. And he hung there on the cross, bleeding and crying, mocked by ignorant men. And yet he remained there. You are the one that we praise. You are the one that we adore. You give the healing and grace that our hearts always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace that our hearts always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger. Listen to me. Every one of you looking at me tonight, there is a void in your life that nothing else can fill. You can assume and pretend you don't want to listen to this preacher. But hear me, dear people. There is a void in the heart of every man that education cannot fill, as important as it is. There is a void in the heart of every man that money cannot fill. There is a void in the heart of every man that achievement cannot fill. That's why you see successful people committing suicide and killing themselves. They have all the money, they have all the achievements. There is a void that only the size of Jesus can fill. It is that void that has led young men to live in very irresponsible lives. When you see a young man wasting his life and wasting its destiny, ask him, what is responsible for this mayhem and chaos around your life? He is attempting to fill a void. Some fill it with tobacco. Some fill it with alcohol. Some fill it with wayward lives. Some fill it with witchcraft and sorcery and occultism. It is a desire to connect with a God that is higher than you. Some fill it with ambition. But hear me, no matter what you attempt to put in the space of Jesus, it will never truly satisfy you. Jesus is the only one who is able to satisfy that longing in your heart. Hear me, why do you need Jesus? Please listen to me. Someday, we will wake up in the morning intending to go about our activities as usual. And we will find out that on that glorious morning, the trumpet will sound. You have heard it. Some of you, as soon as you were born, they told you he's coming. You have laughed and mocked at preachers, laughed and mocked at men of God. But let me tell you this, you need Jesus. Because anyone who does not make peace with him on that glorious morning when that trumpet will sound, whether you believe it or not, some of us will be on our way with glory. I will go and see my grandfather, Reverend Damina Rendap, and I will say, Baba, I'm happy to see you. We took the baton from where you served and you died. And we have come as a continuation of what you are doing. We will meet Apostle Paul. Some of you will meet those who you have written. We've written about our generations. We will stand before them. Some of you will see your loved ones who were martyred by wicked men. Some of you will see your loved ones who died serving the kingdom. Some of you will see your loved ones who you never had a chance to see because they killed them while you were a baby. But some of you, sadly, may never see anyone. You will be doomed like Lazarus and the rich man if you reject Jesus. You will stand and there will be a gulf that divides you. The Bible says there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This is not a preacher's sermon. It will happen one day. Our fathers taught us and died. Hear me, people of God. Hear me, dear Tarok Nation. Your son and your child is bringing this message to you. Not a missionary from America. Not a missionary from Europe. Not someone from another region. A son of the soil is echoing this word again. Jesus is coming back. Reinhard Bonnke preached it and died. T.L. Osborne preached it and died. Our fathers preached it and died. Here is a son of the soil coming to you with passion in my heart that Jesus is coming. One glorious morning, does not matter what political party you are, does not matter what college or university you graduate from. Hear me. Anybody and any nation, any tribe that rejects Jesus has rejected salvation, has rejected advancement. I assure you by God, go and study scripture. Go and study modern history. There is no territory that rejected Jesus that went forward. Every territory that rejects Jesus, no matter their personal desires and ambition, they will always remain backward. Because Jesus said, I am the way. There are not many ways. I am the way. I am the truth. And I am life. By the privilege of the work that God has committed to my hands, I've had the honor of studying revivals and the moves of God across nations. I have studied the move of God across islands and nations and territory to learn the lesson so that we can preserve it for the sake of our generation. Once upon a time, in a small island called Fiji Island, there were missionaries who came and brought the gospel. Listen to my story. We're soon going to pray. They brought the gospel, and the people were angry that they came to preach them against their deities and preach them against their practices. And they killed some of the missionaries. And before one of the missionaries would die, he said, you have destroyed me and you have killed me, but you have brought a curse upon yourselves. And as that missionary died, that land was cursed. It was an island, and they would never find fish around the river again. Their soil would not produce for them again, because they fought and killed one who was sent by God with a message of love to them. After many years, a group of prayer warriors who began to pray. I believe there are prayer warriors in this land. I believe there are men and women who in the course of this crusade will catch fire afresh in the name of Jesus Christ. And history tells us that this group of prayer warriors began to pray and inquire from God, why is our land not moving forward? Why is our territory not going forward? Why do we continue to retrogress when other territories are going forward? Why is there no development? Why do the young men die before their time? Why are many children orphans and fatherless? Why are many women widows? And when they began to pray, the Spirit of God spoke to them, and they said, the blood of the missionaries that you killed continues to cry against that land. And do you know what they did? They went, and fortunately they found the grandson of that missionary and brought him in a statewide program. And they tendered an apology to him, received the gospel as a nation, and the son, on behalf of his father and on behalf of Jesus, took away that curse and declared a blessing over that land. It's a documentary you can find. I think in a matter of days, they went and suddenly fished from nowhere. The sea was now full of fish. Green grass began to come out. Here's how the Bible puts it. If my people who are called by my name shall, number one, humble themselves. Tarok land, we must trust God to humble ourselves. We are great people. But we have come to a point where as a people, we must be unashamed about understanding that we are limited, except God helps us. Yes, I know that we come historically from a lineage of warriors. And warriors are people of strength and resolve. But can I tell you, there are times that even warriors cry. There are times that even warriors fail. At such times, we must drop our swords and bow our knees to one who is the warrior of warriors, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the captain of our salvation. I want to pray for you now. I don't know how we're going to do it. There's such a crowd of people here. I'm not sure the ushers may be able to bring a few of those people out. But let's see if that is a possibility, ushers. Whether you are an usher or not, please, if someone is under the anointing close to you, be your brother's keeper and help them. Hallelujah. Can I pray for you now? Listen to me. I'm going to request that you shout the name Jesus at the end of my prayer. And as you shout that name Jesus, all over this building, all over this place, the power of God is already resting on people. There are people who are under the influence of devils and demons. I will be commanding those spirits to leave. And hear me, in the name that is above all names, no wicked spirit that has tied your destiny down will keep your destiny bound. Are you ready now? Father, I decree and declare over this your people, from the front to the back, the left to the right, there are men and women here under all kinds of yokes of darkness, demon spirits tying down families, tying down destinies. We have preached Jesus, that name that is above every other name. Lord, in the midst of this shout, arise like the mighty warrior that you are. And in the name of Jesus, let there be liberty. Are you ready now? I'm going to count three. And at the count of three, everywhere, inside and outside, I want you to shout the name Jesus at the top of your voice. The moment you shout that name, for many of you, the power of God will come upon you. And those demons and those devils will let you go. I want us to have some of those people under the anointing so that I pray for them. The ushers can bring them out when you find them. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, let there be deliverance right now. Are you ready? One, two, three, shout Jesus. Now I command the spirit out of their lives now. I command those devils out of their destinies. Bring them out. I curse every spirit, every oppression from the front to the back. In the name that is above all names, over the Tarot land, I decree and declare every chain of ancestry, every chain of darkness tying down families, every chain that will not let you go, be loose right now. Be loose. Help them. Help them. Help them so they don't fall. Hold them. Be loose now. In the name of Jesus Christ. We're still praying. You're going to shout that name again. There are families where nobody rises. There are spirits that keep those families down. As you shout that name, fire will come from heaven and those altars must be burned. Tarot Nation, your season of liberty has come. Are you ready? At the count of three. One, two, three, shout Jesus. Every family under bondage of witchcraft, bondage of ancestry, bondage, be broken now. Bring them out. Be broken now. Be broken now. Spirits of inheritance, spirits of the dead, I curse you by the name that is above all names. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Everyone, open your mouth and begin to declare your liberty. That in the name of Jesus, every spirit, Every spirit, I curse you now. I curse you now. Pray for your children. Pray for your family. In the name of Jesus. Now listen. The Holy Spirit is ministering to me. And is saying, you see, a woman is a gate in the realm of the spirit. And there are many families here that have been tied down and will not go forward. I want to pray. I'm seeing fire come on women. And it's a prophetic sign that God is opening up the gates of families. I'm ready to pray. In the name that is above all names, every family here that has been oppressed, every family here that the devil will not let go, I decree and declare, at the count of three, may that fire come and the womb of that family be opened. Are you ready? One, two, three. I declare, be free now. Be free now. Be free now. Mothers, women, be free. Chains be broken now. Be free now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who is Lokia? I'm hearing the name Lokia. Who is Lokia? Lokia. Who is that? You are wearing red, like red. Who is that? Lokia. Come. What's your name?
Lokia.
From where?
London.
No, no, no. Of course, I know. I mean, where? Here? You stay here?
No, no, no. Abuja.
Are you married?
Yes, sir.
I want to pray for you.
Thank you.
Because I'm seeing, I'm telling you, it's a new season. Listen. There is someone who is going to shout right now under the anointing, loud to the hearing of everyone. Please bring that person now. Oh, Tarokland, you will never be the same. You will never be the same. It is not about Joshua Selman. No, no, no. It is not about Joshua Selman. There is a name that is above all names. It is the name of Jesus. No man has the power to save and heal and deliver. But there is a name. There is a name. There is a name. Don't look unto me. Look unto Jesus. My dear, let me pray for you. That every oppression around your life. You came from Abuja. In the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands towards you. And I pray that every oppression over your life and your family, let it be broken right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Who is Stephen? I'm hearing a name, Stephen. Stephen. We don't have the time. I'll have to pray for the sick and then we're done. Please listen. Don't miss this crusade for any reason. Call everybody around. Tell them God is visiting the land. God is, you know, families that are oppressed, do not allow any family to stay without partaking of this. Stephen. I want to pray for you. In the name of Jesus, who is the Son of the Living God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare that everything that represents oppression over your life, everything I'm hearing, is it a name? Miracle. 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 Is there someone with that name? Miracle. I'm hearing the name Miracle. You are wearing white. You are a young lady. White, like white, miracle. Is there someone like that? Miracle. Who's that? What's your name, my dear?
Miracle.
Miracle. From where?
From Nigeria.
Okay, I'm going to pray for you. You didn't come alone. You came with who?
My brother.
Bring him. Where is he? God wants to open the door of this family once and for all. Please, where are you? Hurry up. Let's save time, please. Please don't come out at random. You don't have to come out.
Testimony.
Who is that woman? Your mom? Mama? No, allow her. Allow her. It's a mom. God is stepping in and bringing a visitation to this family. Where is your father?
He's at home.
I'm not a prophet of doom, but I rebuke the spirit of death over him. And I use the opportunity to pray here. If there is any family that death is already roaming around. Some of you have dreams and you see dead people speaking to you. They are trying to call you in the name that is above all names. Every connection between you and the dead, I declare, let it be broken now. Let it be broken now. Mama, I want to pray for you. In the name of Jesus, who is the Son of the Living God, miracle. This lady is going to become a very great lady. This is what I'm seeing. My dear, God will use you to wipe the tears of Mama. Help her. Help her. The power of God is on her. Testimony. Gentlemen, where is it? I pray that you will never have anything to do with bad friends in Jesus' name. That any wicked and unreasonable relationship, let it be far from your life. Mama, the Lord is saying I should tell you, continue in the place of prayer. The place of prayer is your place of strength. The Lord is saying, I should tell you, because you are a woman of prayer. And God is saying, I should tell you, continue in the place of prayer. And that your prayer is going to bring liberty to the whole family. I decree and declare you are blessed right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Maybe just the last one. I'm going to pray. I'm not a prophet of doom. So when I speak based on the authority of Scripture. But the Lord opened my eyes and we have to pray. There is a royal family that I'm seeing death come to. And the Lord is saying I should rebuke it. I'm seeing one of the royal families, one of the chiefdoms. Because I'm seeing people crying and saying, we have to pray. In the name that is above all names, I declare over our royal fathers and every chiefdom represented here, if there is any manipulation of darkness to cause death and mourning, we silence the voice of death right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, I'm seeing a woman, 5 years, no children. 5 years. Who is that? Please don't just come out at random. 5 years, you've been trusting God for children. Is there someone like that? I want to pray for you very quickly. And then I just speak over the sick and we're done for tonight. 5 years. Make sure you are married. Are they married? 5 years. No child. Huh? What's her name?
Victoria,
5 years, you too?
More than 5 years.
Makuba Kuchimagana, they said 5 years. But I will still pray for you. No problem, huh? 5 years, just listen to instructions. It's all right, my dear. Look at me. Are you 5 years? No, I'm going to pray for you. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare. I'm seeing fire come on one of you right now as I'm praying. One of these people who have come, I just saw light and fire. In the name that is above all names, I decree, help her please, by the power of the Holy Spirit, let it be gone forever. I declare that those wombs are open supernaturally. My dear, this lady wearing the black vest, lift your hands. I just saw fire come on you
And the Lord is saying, I should tell you that by this time next year, you will have a baby boy. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare. You are almost my namesake, but your name is Selnan. 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 Is there someone like that? Selnan. Who is that? Your life is about to change. There is a prophetic word. Selnan. Please don't tell lies. This is. What's his name? No, he's right. Come. Are you a preacher, sir? What do you do?
I teach and I preach.
You teach and you preach?
Yes, sir.
I want to pray for you. Will you be embarrassed if I talk to you?
How would I?
Okay, two things. Number one, the Lord is saying he wants to bless you, but deal with anger. Like it works. You can be angry. You can be angry. And when you are angry, you can almost slap and beat someone. Then later you go and calm down. But you are a good man. But God is, I'm not condemning you and I'm not embarrassing you. He's a spirit. Why is he here? Your name is Elnanto. Now, please, don't be embarrassed. There are two people God is showing me. You are a gentleman here. You have a great destiny. But you are addicted to, what do you call this thing? This thing that people take that looks like, yes, you know what I'm talking about. That, no, not Goscolo. That you use your nose and snuff. There is a gentleman here. You have been having dreams, and in those dreams, you will see yourself preaching. But as it is, that thing has tied you down. Don't be ashamed. Come, I want to pray for you. That thing must be broken from your life. Because this is the number one cry of your mother. That if God can visit you and just turn that thing around, she will be the happiest woman. Who is that? Come. Don't be ashamed. Let's clap for him as he comes. Don't be ashamed. The mother literally dragged him to this crusade ground. Please, let them come. You can see this responsible looking gentleman. That's to tell you that thing is a spirit. Addictions of all kinds. Tomorrow we'll be dealing with the issue of addictions. But this particular instructions, I just want to pray for you. What's your name, my friend?
Nansel.
Nansel. Listen, you are a great man. What are you doing now?
Shoemaking.
Shoemaking. Do you know that there is the destiny of a politician on you? This boy you are seeing. You are making shoes now, but hear me. I'm seeing you many years later being in politics and God honoring you. But the one thing that will destroy you is the money you are using to make shoes. You are snuffing this thing and it just disorganizes your life. It's a spirit that wants to destroy your destiny. But in the name of Jesus, here at this crusade ground, we use these ones as a point of contact. Mothers, agree with me as we pray. That all any no mother will give birth to a child for tears. There is no mother who gives birth to a child that will not enjoy the benefit and the blessing of that child. I use these ones here and I prophesy. If there is any child represented in any family who is a victim of addictions of all sorts, that will not allow that person to be a responsible child. In the name of Jesus Christ, we curse that spirit right now. Gentlemen, my brothers, I pray for you. Addiction to liquor, addiction to snuff, addiction to these demonic things. The power of God, there's one person there, God is touching her. Just, you don't have to bring her, just keep her there. In the name of Jesus Christ, let her look at me. I'm stretching my hands there. The power of God comes upon you, madam. I curse everything that will not give you rest. In the name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare, be free now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Keep her there. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, listen. Gentlemen, hear what the Bible says. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. Sometimes, you need to rid yourself of wrong associations. A sincere, innocent, responsible child who finds himself mixed with irresponsible people will inevitably begin to adopt their value systems. So I pray for you. You are delivered and you are free in the name of Jesus. And all of you who came out here, be free from any demonic hold. Every spirit that will not let you go, I curse it by the God of heaven. You will go back and you will meet tremendous testimonies waiting for you. In the name of Jesus. Very quickly, lay your hands on any part of your body. You can go back, please. God bless you. I'm speaking to everybody now. Lay your hands anywhere you are trusting God for a miracle. If it's a part of your body you cannot touch, just make contact with your chest. I want to pray for the sick now. I truly believe in miracles. Some of you already, the power of God has touched you right where you are. I want to pray for the sick. Many years ago, I was in a crusade just like this. And it happened to be Reinhard Bonnke of blessed memory. And I stood somewhere in the crowd while that man was ministering by the power of God. And then it was time for him to minister the baptism and pray for the sick. And while I watched him with passion and with honor, desiring that which was upon him, I was already in ministry. And God had helped me. But I saw a level of grace that I desired. And I looked at him with passion. And that was the first time I saw a visible manifestation of the Holy Spirit. I saw a bird that was so big, just hovering around the entire crusade ground. I thought everybody was seeing the bird. But I was the only one seeing that bird. And from that time, the Holy Spirit took me to Genesis chapter 1. And the Spirit of God hovered around the face of the waters. And God said, let there be, and there was. And he told me the union of the movement of the Spirit and the spoken word is what produces the miraculous. It came to me as a revelation, and my life and ministry changed. I want to pray for you. I want you to believe in miracles. Take your eyes away from every sickness and look unto Jesus, for you will not be ashamed when you look at him. As I pray for you and rebuke that sickness, I want you to take a bold step and do what you could not do. The moment you find out that the power of God has touched you and something is happening, I'd like you to come right here. Let's have one or two of the pastors or someone just stand there. Okay, there's someone waving his hands. So that you can just come and we'll give you an opportunity. We'll just take one or two testimonies for tonight and then we're done. We'll continue tomorrow. Are you ready now? Place your hand there. I want to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God, you gave us the power to heal the sick and to cast out devils and to bring liberty to people and territories. Lord, your precious people have been plagued by all kinds of sicknesses and infirmities. And I decree and declare, as you have commanded, that everyone under the influence of the spirit of infirmity, in the name that is above all names, be healed now. Shout aloud, amen. Be healed now. From the crown of your head, even to the soles of your feet, every sickness, every disease, every infirmity, I command it to leave your body now. Cancer, I command you to go now. Blind eyes, if there is any blind eye here, I command be open right now in the name of Jesus. Every bone condition, in the name of Jesus Christ, be healed now. Every deaf ear, partial or total deafness, I command that ear to open right now. HIV, be healed in the name of Jesus. Ulcers of all kinds, be healed in the name of Jesus. The Lord is healing someone of high blood pressure. This is what I'm seeing. High blood pressure has been healed right now. In the name of Jesus. There's someone suffering from sugar diabetes. The power of God is touching you right now. I curse diabetes in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing someone, I think you had a surgical procedure. You went for surgery, and since that surgery, you've not been able to stand and feel normal again. It looks like there's a very sharp abdominal pain.
As I'm praying right now, the power of God is touching you completely. This person, you are, is like you are part of the worship team of the organizers. Organizers, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, you are the person there. In the name of Jesus Christ, God is healing you. I decree and declare over you, be healed right now by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name, help her please. Please help her. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm praying right now. Please pay attention. There's someone you don't see. I don't know if it's that you don't see completely or you don't see well. With your right eye. Right now in the name of Jesus, I command that eyes to open right now. You could not see me very clearly, but after the prayer, you'll be able to see me very, very clearly. There's someone you have liver problem. There's a problem with your liver. I declare the healing power of Jesus upon you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is showing me a woman. I don't know if you're a mother or you're a woman. I've seen this happen many times. You don't have a child, but you are lactating. You are producing breast milk, but you are not breastfeeding any child. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare right now, let there be healing for that person now. There's someone, you have heart palpitations. Sometimes you stand and you are gasping for breath, and it looks like you are not able to breathe well. In the name of Jesus, be healed right now. A gentleman, you came here, you could not lift your hands. Right now, as I'm praying, I want you to check yourself and lift it right now. Every kind of lump and growth around your body, I command that growth to give way right now in Jesus' name. I command that growth to give way right now in Jesus' name. There's someone, I'm seeing like a swelling at the back of your neck. I command that swelling to disappear right now. In the name of Jesus. Another, I'm seeing like you have a growth around your armpit area here. Wherever you are, be healed right now in Jesus' name. Now, whether I mention your case or not, in the name that is above all names, wherever you are, be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. My God, there are several miracles that are happening. Now, here's what I want you to do for me. Here's what I want you to do for me. I want you to check yourself very quickly and do what you could not do. Check yourself and do what you could not do. The moment you find out that you could do what you could not do, check the pain. If you could not walk, try to walk. Do something that you could not do. The moment you find out that there's a miracle for you, I want you to walk to the front and come here. Let's celebrate them as they come. Walk to the front. There are miracles happening. Check yourself. Whatever you could not do, make your way to the front right now. Are you seeing people coming? My God, Jesus is touching people. Come on, Tarok people, Tarok land. Let's celebrate Jesus. Are you seeing miracles happen? Check yourself. The moment you find out that you have been touched, I'd like you to come and stand very quickly. Please, someone confirm them and then we'll have a few testimonies. Lift your hands and check yourself. Sir, I'm seeing a man with something like bandage. What happened to him? No. Don't force him. What happened to you, sir? Just like that. Sir, look at me. You are an elderly man. Do you believe in miracles?
Yes, sir.
Look at me. Lift your crotch. Lift it up. In the name of Jesus, gently walk. Come. Walk. 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 Look at this. Are you celebrating miracles? Sir, do what I'm doing. Walk. Walk. Oh, look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Walk. Listen. Sir, this is witchcraft. It's not about sickness. This is witchcraft. But I come in the name that is above every other name. And I decree and declare. I'm seeing another person hold a crutch. I want you to start walking. I don't know where, but I'm seeing in my vision. There's someone else who came holding a crutch. I want you to walk. Walk. Sir, keep moving. Walk. Walk. Carefully. Don't be afraid. Go. Go. Walk around. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Just direct him. Help him so he's not exhausted. Sir, I think his miracle will be the first we'll take. Give him the mic. Give him the mic. Let me talk with him immediately. Who is that lady crying? His daughter? Give her the mic. What happened? Someone who is with the mic. Okay. What's your name, my dear? Okay. Hold on, please. What happened to your father?
Over a year now.
Over a year. What happened to him? Is that mic loud enough? Sound people, help us, please. Okay.
His leg just swelled up.
Look at the little boy walking. Look at the little boy walking. He could not walk. My God. Look at this. In the name of Jesus Christ, someone just lay your hands on that boy for me. In the name that is above all names, I rebuke that sickness and I command right now. Whose stick is that? That's the stick he used. Look at this. That's what he used to come here. Oh my God. Are you seeing what Jesus is doing? Wave your hands and say, thank you, Jesus. Wave your hands and say, thank you, Jesus. There's another miracle happening there. Are you celebrating miracles? Look at, there's another miracle happening there. There's another one here again. Another miracle there. Look at this. Miracles are happening. Are you celebrating Jesus? The name that is above every other name. Someone has been healed there. Don't force them. Please don't force them. We are not faking it here. Don't force them at all. If they are recovering gradually, give them a chair to sit. Don't put pressure on them. In the name of Jesus. My dear, you were speaking very quickly. What did you say happened to your father?
For over a year now, the leg just swelled up and he said it's rheumatism.
Rheumatism. Baba, could you do this before? Could he do this before?
No, sir.
Not at all. In the name of Jesus, Baba, I decree and declare over you, this miracle has remained permanent in your life. I declare that you are healed from rheumatism. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God. And this is our little son. How was he walking before now? Help me.
That before he used to walk.
Let him show us how he used to walk before. Look at this. This was how he used to walk. Like that. Can you imagine a young boy of this age? Look how wicked the devil is. And right now, what happened? Walk without it. Come. Oh dear. In the name of Jesus, I declare perfection. Perfection for him. In the name of Jesus. Let's have a few testimonies very quickly. Miracles are happening here. Very quickly. We don't have all the time. We'll just take two or three and we'll have to wrap up for tonight. Yes, please. Quickly. Please confirm them very quickly. Let's have. Yes.
Apostle, we have this woman here. She's been having this leg pain for like a month now.
Yes.
But completely healed by the power of
Mama, do what you couldn't do. Run. Run.
Apostle, somebody here came, he has been paralyzed for some time.
Paralyzed?
Yes, sir.
I'm seeing Mama walking without her crutch. Are you seeing what Jesus is doing there? Paralyzed. Who was paralyzed? How many years? Help the man. 3 years. Paralysis.
3 years.
Baba Chen, go, walk. Walk. Look at this. 3 years paralysis. 3 years paralysis. Yenzu nena gane, oh, Yenzu nena
perfina,
wayo.
Yenzu nena gane, oh, Yenzu nena bagaduka perfina,
karba, karba. Baba,
name of Jesus Christ, it will never return to you again. The fullness of your days you will live. In the name of Jesus, sir, your hand, lift it up. Bring it down. Lift it up. Bring it down. Lift it up. Paralysis, bring it down. In the name of Jesus, you are perfected. In Jesus' name, my God, so many miracles. Yes.
One more miracle. He came with a palpitating heart.
Okay.
After the prayer.
How many years?
For how
long? How long?
For 6 months.
6 months. And right now.
It's okay.
Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. It never returns to you again in Jesus' name. Yes, please, very quickly.
There's a case of blindness, for total blindness on the right eye for 1 month. Completely healed now.
Completely.
Total blindness on the right eye.
Man, close the eyes that you could see with before. Which of them? Now walk. Close the one you couldn't. Look at this. It's open now. Blind eyes opening. Look at. She's waving her hands. Hallelujah. It will never return to you again. In the name of Jesus. Let's just take two or three and then we'll archive the remaining miracles and we'll take it tomorrow for time. Yes, please.
Ulcer pain completely healed by the
Lord. Ulcer pain. Yes. It will never return to you again. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, please. Let's have any one more and then we're done.
There's another blind case here. She came here. You can see that the eyes are swollen.
Oh, I can see the swollen eyes.
Yes, sir.
She could not see.
She can see while you gave the declaration.
What's her name?
Eyes open.
You could not see. My dear, I want you to walk. Come to this man here. Oh, come to this man. Charles, move while she follows you. Follow him. Follow him. Follow him. Follow him. Follow him. Can you see her eyes swollen? She could not see. Are you celebrating Jesus? In the name of Jesus, don't cry. You see, look up please. Miracles, let me say something before we wrap up. Miracles are not just a demonstration that a man is anointed or powerful. More than that, miracles are proof that Jesus loves you. And miracles are proof that he is mighty. Are we together now? That means you do not need to go to any other God or serve any other God. Jesus is more than enough and he's sufficient. Miracles are letters from Jesus to you, telling you that he is dependable. You can trust him and you can stake your life on him. Hallelujah. Yes, let's have the last one.
Cancer of the eyes.
Oh, I'm seeing him wrap a bandage.
Cancer of the eyes.
Cancer of the eyes.
Yes, sir. He could not see completely.
He could not see.
But after the declaration,
Lucas, you can see the bandage on his head. How long, my friend?
For about 5 years now.
For about 5 years.
Cancer of the eyes.
Close the eyes you could see and walk with the one you could not see. Direct him so he'll follow something. Follow this gentleman. Look at this. Cancer of the eyes. Keep going. Follow him. Oh my God. In the name of Jesus Christ, my dear friend, I pray for you. Not only will your eyes open, every trace of cancer, no matter what stage, we declare it is reversed right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. For all who have come, I really apologize. I'm not sure we may be able to take more testimonies. Okay.
She came with her left ears, not hearing.
Her left ears?
Not hearing at all.
How long?
For 6 years.
6 years?
6 years.
You could not hear with your left ear. Which of them? This one?
Yes, with her left ear.
In the name of... And now you can hear clearly.
And now she can hear clearly.
My God. I stretch my hands and I pray. If God open ears, he can open any door. If God open ears, he can open the doors of any and everything to the glory of his name. Therefore, I decree and declare over you, these ears open will remain open in the name of Jesus. And for every other miracle here, we declare that the glory returns to Jesus in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now, please do me a favor.
I'd like you to be an agent of publicity all across our precious cities. Call your loved ones and call everybody. Tell them that Jesus is giving people strange visitations. Tomorrow we're here, 4 p.m. Am I right on that? 4 p.m. on the dot. I'd like you to come. Even if there's no space, sit on the fence. I'm going to be sharing something very powerful with you, and we'll be praying for the sick, we'll be prophesying over people, and then I'll be giving you a few instructions for the final day. And tomorrow joining us here will be Dr. Panam himself, Panam Pasi Paul. It'll be a wonderful time even as we worship in the name of Jesus Christ. But for tonight, I pray over you in the name of Jesus Christ. You return in peace in the name of Jesus. And I pray that many of you will go to bed tonight and you will have strange angelic encounters. In the name of Jesus Christ, every spiritual laxity, every lukewarmness towards the things of God, there is a revival for you tonight in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that you are blessed. You go from glory to glory and from grace to grace. In Jesus' name I pray. God bless you and see you tomorrow.